You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and learning how to do good audio description is essential. And joining me today is Rachel Hutchinson from Royal Holloway University to tell us about a brand new course that they'll be running to help people to learn how to do audio description a little bit better. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. So the course is called Creating Audio Description, Equality, Diversity and Inclusion. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about what the course is and what it's going to consist of?
Yes, of course. So the course is aimed primarily at professionals working in the creative industries, so film and TV producers, commissioners. It's aimed at audio describers who want to start working in theatres or who want to enhance their existing knowledge. And it's aimed at theatre professionals. But really, this course is for anybody with an interest in audio description and how audio description is put together. And particularly the things that audio describers have to think about with regards to diversity. And it follows on from research that we did at Royal Holloway University with Vocalise. This research project was called Describing Diversity. And we looked at how and when we describe personal characteristics like race, gender, age, disability, and body shape in theatre AD. So the way the course works is that it'll start on the 27th of September and it runs for 6 weeks. And the idea is that people spend about 3 hours a week in their own time. They can do this whenever they want to. And you go through a series of steps, and each step is a small activity. So it could be reading a short article on the website, or it could be listening to a short video. And you then comment on these and you ask questions, and the course tutors will respond to you. You'll also interact with other learners. And all our video content is audio described, it's captioned, we've got transcripts available for the audio content, so it's fully accessible. And where we're inviting learners to create audio descriptions, we suggest alternative activities that blind and partially sighted people can choose from, like critiquing an audio description that they've listened to recently or giving feedback on other learners' audio descriptions. So we're really hoping that blind users of audio description will take the course and will engage with audio describers and providers. So it runs later this month, and then we will have a second run in January as well.
It's a really important topic, and it's a really hot topic at the minute, isn't it? Equality, diversion and inclusion, and making sure that the way we address people and the way that we describe people is correct. Some people might be listening and thinking, they might be a little bit worried that they're going to say something wrong. Would you say that this is a course that will help people if they're feeling nervous about saying the wrong thing at the wrong time? Do you think that's this will help them kind of overcome that?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think the first thing to say is that there are no kind of fixed answers to this. There's no sort of silver bullet of this is how you do it. And, you know, language changes all the time. It changes really, really quickly. So for us, this is more about kind of raising awareness that these conversations need to be happening, and about, you know, encouraging these conversations. And the whole project really came about because audio describers were telling us that they don't always feel confident about describing diversity. And it felt like a broader conversation and consultation was needed about that, which is why we did our describing diversity research, where we went and surveyed and interviewed lots of AD users, theatre professionals and audio describers. So this course now is about taking what we learned from the research and making it available for people to use as part of their professional development, or just for them to explore as a topic of interest for them.
So you don't have to be a professional audio describer to take part. You could just have an interest.
No, absolutely not. You can just take it for your own interest. Absolutely.
What do you think people will get out of the course, and what's sort of the aims of it?
So I think that people in all kinds of settings are interested in diversity and differences between people in our society, and how we talk about these in ways that are ethical and inclusive. So I think that what the course will give people is a way into that. So it's probably going to introduce them to some questions they haven't thought about before, particularly with regards to AD. And this is what's really interesting when we think about audio description and equality, diversity and inclusion, because audio description means, by definition, putting all of these subtle differences that people might take in through vision, it means putting it into words, and which words and when and how. So, you know, there'll be some new things to think about. The course will almost certainly generate lots of new questions, probably plenty of which we have not thought of it yet. So it's very much about opening discussion and giving people a community in which to discuss these things together and explore them together.
What do you personally think about the current level of audio description, whether that be in theatres or on television? Where do you think it's at the minute and how can we improve it?
Well, I think it's clear that there have been huge gains in the provision of audio description over the last three decades in the UK. So thanks to, you know, the work of organisations like the RNIB and Vocalise and many others. But there's still a really, really long way to go. So if we take theatre, for example, you often get one or maybe two audio described performances for the run of a play. So that means that the blind people have much less choice over when they visit a theatre. And it's the same for museum. With a major exhibition, you might get one audio described event. So if you're not free at 3 o'clock on a Thursday, then that's too bad. And that's a shame. So I think that what this project is giving us an opportunity to do, although what we're specifically interested in is describing diversity, we are also taking every opportunity to raise awareness of audio description and what it is through this project. So encouraging people to think about it, also thinking about it as something that was designed for blind people, but can actually be really enjoyable and useful for many people.
So if people are interested in the Creating Audio Description Equality, Diversity and Inclusion course, where can they find out more and possibly sign up if they want to?
Well, the best thing is probably to do a Google search for FutureLearn and audio description, and they should get to the course page pretty easily. It's also, there's a post on the Vocalise website. So again, if you Google Vocalise and FutureLearn, then you should go straight to it. We've posted about it on RNIB Connect. So that would be another place for people to do a quick search. And people can email me to get more advice or any help. So it's Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L dot Hutchinson, H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S-O-N at R-H-U-L dot A-C dot UK. So yeah, there are a few ways to get to it.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. It's been really interesting to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Rachel Hutchinson from the Royal Holloway University. And just a reminder that you can sign up to their free course in Creating Audio Description Equality, Diversity and Inclusion on the FutureLearn website. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.